Hey guys, are you ready for something on your calendar that you actually are going to look forward to? Well, wait no longer, okay? We have our upcoming Reclaiming the Wild Men's Retreat, and it's going to be amazing. It's going to happen on April 26th through 28th at Abundant Blessings Farm in Stem, North Carolina. Now, we know a lot of you guys out there need to disconnect from that digital world that is pulling us down, and you need to spend some time with some like-minded brothers in Christ. This is where it's at. This retreat is all about faith, fellowship, and fun, with an emphasis on the fun. So here's what we're going to have here. We have skeet shooting, horseback riding, archery, hiking, fishing, scripture, cornhole, bonfires. Oh, man. We're going to have some amazing meals. We're going to be camping under the stars. And to cap it all off, we'll have a great church by the pond service that Sunday morning. It's going to be incredible. So you're going to have an opportunity to forge some really good friendships, reignite some passion that's been lost, and really lean in to become the man God intends you to be. So we have limited spots for this. So head over to thelionwithin.us/events. Okay. That's thelionwithin.us/events. And I don't want you to miss this opportunity to reclaim the wild within you, because today you have an opportunity to really lean in and have an experience of unforgettable growth, friendship, and don't forget the adventure. All right. Well, I can't wait to see you again. It's April 26th through 28th at Abundant Blessings Farm in Stem, North Carolina. So head over to thelionwithin.us/events and reserve your spot today. Welcome to The Lion Within Us, a podcast serving Christian men who are hungry to be the leaders God intends you to be. I'm your host, Chris Granger. Let's jump in. All right, guys, spiritual kickoff time. We're looking forward to spending some time with you today, so let's get right into the Word. So we'll be in the book of Daniel, okay? It's the book of Daniel, chapter 5, verse 5. Suddenly, the fingers of a human hand appeared and wrote on the plaster of the wall near the lampstand in the royal palace. The king watched the hand as it wrote. Oh, man, this is going to be a good one, guys. Looking forward to unpacking this with you. Love this this account here in the book of Daniel. First thing you need to know is, where is the book of Daniel, okay? That's Old Testament, not New Testament. It's Old Testament. So you go past Ezekiel before Hosea. So you need to pass, you know, Psalms and Proverbs and all that. Just keep flipping to just opening your Bible, and then you will get there, okay? So it may take you a little bit to find it, but just spend some time in your Bible. It's always just kind of good to have a reference point of where these different chapters, books of the Bible are, rather. Okay. So this is a powerful verse that we looked at here. And this is part of a much larger story. So about 60 years had passed in the account since Daniel had interpreted dreams for King Nebuchadnezzar. Okay. So after the king had died, there were four kings who took the Babylonian throne. And Nabonius was the latest one, okay? And it is his son that is a king that's in the Babylonian Empire at this point. So this guy had actually left and went to another region. And the guy in this scripture reference was actually the grandson of King Nebuchadnezzar, okay? So now, the Bible gets crazy, guys. I'm telling you, don't spend time with it. Just you're missing a great opportunity. Because the crazy part was, this king was throwing one outrageous party. I mean, a crazy party. And his enemies were actually outside of the other side of the wall, just chilling. So this party was so wild, fellas, that at one point they actually got holy vessels from the temple and they started drinking wine from them. Okay. I mean, I don't know about you, but I've never been to a party where we're pulling holy vessels and we're actually drinking wine from them. So now, everything turned up a notch when we get to right here. This hand appeared and wrote some words on the wall that no one could understand. No one. And what had happened, the queen said, you know what? I remember this guy named Daniel and what he did in the past. Well, he interpreted Nebuchadnezzar's dreams. So we should get him. We need to get him in front of this crazy situation and get him to interpret for us. Now, what we see is Daniel stepping in to an impossible situation here, because he needed to deliver a message to the king that the king would not want to hear. And this kind of brings us, fellas, to how we can simplify and apply this to our life. And I want you to start thinking about it. Because as leaders, we're going to see right here that sometimes we're required to speak hard truth, especially to the people that you're serving. This means sometimes, guys, that the words that we need to use are not going to be pleasant. But if we tell them out of a heart that truly cares, then I'm telling you what, that's how we're serving. And this is what we're seeing right here. It's not always about being pleasant, but it's about obviously speaking the truth and doing it out of love and obedience for God. Because there's too many times where leaders, they're doing their best way today to play the politics. And no one ever wants to take a hard stance on anything. Now, that may work in D.C., guys. It really may work in D.C., and I know a lot of politicians make a lot of money off of it. But as Christians, there are some things we cannot afford to waver from. And they come directly from the Word of God. So if whenever we find ourselves where we're kind of softening a truth or trying to avoid confrontation, that should be a flag to us. That should be a flag. So Daniel, we see him walking into an impossible situation. He had to choose in that moment. I mean, put yourself in his shoes. He was there. He had an option. I can either lie and speak what the king would want to hear, or I can speak the truth and do what God's called me to do. Now, you guys may never see a hand appearing on a wall. If you do, man, we'll go talk to somebody about it, okay? So, but what we do see right here is God does have a desire to speak to us in our journey. And you have to ask your question, how can I hear it then? If God's going to speak to me without writing a hand on the wall, how can I hear him? Simple way to do it, guys, is pray. You got to pray. You got to be super intentional and bold with your prayer life. And this is where you're laying out everything to God. You're just being real with him. And this means getting uncomfortable with your prayers. Uncomfortable. And moving from that place of comfort that you have in your life to where he's actually calling you to do something. Because our human nature is to want to just stay comfortable, right? And to stay in a continual place of safety and security, because that's what feels good. But we have to remember, as sons and daughters of the king, okay, we're required to surrender our own desires, each and every one of them, and pick up our cross and follow him. So this means there's going to be times as a leader, you're going to have to say the hard truth. You're going to have to stand firm. You may have to do this when the whole world's going this way, you're going to be going the other way. And I tell you what, if you do that, it's not going to be easy. It's not. Because it's taking those stances for a Christian, some of the hardest things you'll do. However, we have to remember, for as Christians, it's not about easier. It's about better. And that's what we have. We have the better way. And I want you to remember that when you start thinking through this verse right here throughout your day to day. Whatever comes across your plate, think to yourself, how can you respond the way the Holy Spirit would have you to? And when it comes time to take that next step of obedience, will you surrender your own desires and take that step of faith that he wants? Because if you're not willing to do that, you're going to really struggle. It's going to be hard. You're going to get kind of caught up in all the ways of the world. You're not going to be willing to stand firm on your own. And as leaders, again, when you look at Daniel right here, this is a crazy verse. He's walking in and he's seeing all this things that are on the wall. He could have just said, you know what? I'm going to comfort this king. I'm going to speak some life into him just to encourage him. I'm not going to worry about sharing the truth because, you know, he's having a hard day as it is. I mean, good gracious, there's a handwriting on the wall, for crying out loud. But no, Daniel didn't choose to do that. Daniel chose to say, okay, I'm seeing the situation. I'm also recognizing what's going on around here, and I'm going to choose to speak life and truth into this. Speak truth. Not varying whatsoever, but truth. And that's the difference between a leader these days who are just trying to get likes and follows and have quote unquote influence versus leaders that are truly trying to serve and to do what God's called them to do. And I pray that you take that step of obedience as you start thinking about this scripture. Start thinking about your own journey. What ways could you start moving forward to doing what God's called you to do? And here's your question for the week. How willing are you to speak the hard truth as a bold witness for God? How willing? You have to be all in. This can't be a one toe in, one toe out, guys. This is an all in, fully committed, right? That's what it has to look like. So how willing are you to speak the hard truth as a bold witness for God? So guys, this is what the spiritual kickoffs are all about. Just seeing how we can simplify and apply these scriptures to our life. Hopefully that helps you. But here's probably my favorite part of the Lion Within Us each and every week when we do the podcast. If you've never surrendered your life to the Lordship of Christ, I just want to take a brief minute here to share the good news with you. And it all starts with the understanding of who we are. First of all, we're all made in the image of God. But we need to recognize when sin entered the world, at that point, everything was ruptured and death entered. And we have this sin. It's just anything that separates us from God, it just pulls us away from God. And we're all sinners and we all fall short. Yes, compared to your neighbor, you may be okay. Okay. But compared to a holy and righteous God, we all fall short of his glory. And that is a comparison. Don't get caught up in the trap of comparing yourself to others. Okay. Particularly when you start thinking about, well, there's people on death row, there's people in prisons, all these things. I'm not as bad as those guys. No, 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 no. You fall into that trap of comparison. And that's where the evil one wants you. So we all sin and we fall short of the glory of God. Then you have to actually understand that this Jesus, what he did was for you. So he came on a rescue mission. Okay, he left heaven and came down here for you. And he was born of a virgin. He did all the miracles, all the signs, all the teaching, everything he did for us to point us to the narrow path that comes to following him. And then he paid the ultimate penalty for our sins. And he went to the cross. He was crucified and he died. He did not pass out or faint or anything like that. He died. They laid him in a tomb. And guess what? 3 days later, Jesus rose. And that is who we serve, guys. That is who we worship. A risen Savior who right now he's ascended. He's at the right hand of the Father. And that's the Jesus. That is God with us. That's the God that we have, that when we read through our Bible, that is it. And that he sent the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit comes and it dwells the heart of everyone who confesses him as Lord. But it takes action on your part. You have to take the action of confessing Jesus as Lord of your life. This is not just Lord over Sunday. This is Lord over every day, every hour, every minute, every second of your life. This means he's Lord over your finances. He's Lord over your career, your family, your wife, your intimacy, your bank account, everything. You have to surrender it all. And at that point, when you surrender to him, you say, Lord, I need you to take over. I'm committing to following you. The Holy Spirit's going to come. It's going to indwell. It's going to give you wisdom and discernment. And then you're going to be able to see the world the way he wants you to see it. You have opportunities to follow to what he's called you to do. Well, everything here at the Lion is helping guys be the leader God intends you to be. Well, to be able to do that, you have to take steps of obedience, and the Holy Spirit will convict, it will show, it will guide, it will teach, and you'll be able to do that with confidence, not in your own abilities, but in what God is doing for you. So I pray if you've never accepted Christ as your Savior, today is a day. For some reason, you're listening to the Lion Within Us, and you're made it this far into the show. Well, we're about 13 minutes or so into the show. You've made it this far. You're still listening to me talk about Christ. I don't know why you're here, but I know one thing. You're here for a purpose. You're here for a reason. We're here, and I'm here to serve you and speak boldly to tell you the truth. And the truth is, you are a sinner in need of a Savior. Here is your Savior. His name is Jesus. And you need to confess, repent, and turn to him right now today. So if you're ready to finally get off the ledge, finally just get up and actually do something, let's pray as you get ready to receive Christ as your Savior. So Father, just thank you for today. Thank you for the opportunity to share the good news with others. Thank you, just Father, for giving us your word so we can study your word. We can grow to learn more about you so we can grow closer to you. I pray that the men and the women that are listening right now who are ready to surrender their life to you, Father, I pray you just hear their cries. Maybe there's tears that are flowing right now. And we know that not a single tear is shed without you knowing. So I just pray, God, that you just be with that one person right now who is surrendering their life to your Lordship. I pray you give them wisdom, discernment, you give them guidance and direction. I just pray you put people in their path that will help them continue their walk now that they've decided to surrender their life to the Lordship of you. And we pray all this according to your will in Jesus' name. Amen. So if you just surrender your life to the Lordship of Christ, I want to hear from you. I want to get you connected. We have resources at the Line Within Us. I just want to give you. Also, would love just to chat, just to give you some encouragement and lift you up. And then also want to plug you in and try to see if we can help you find a local gospel preaching, Bible believing church, fellas. That's just what it's all about. Or ladies, if this has to be a lady who's listening right now, just surrender your life to Christ. So you send me an email, chris@thelionwithin.us. That's chris@thelionwithin.us. Would love to hear from you. Love to jump on a call, give you those resources, get you started. Because you're in the battle now. And now that you're in the battle, you got to be ready. The evil one's going to come after. He's trying to steal, kill, destroy. But Christ has come so we may have that life and have it abundantly. And that's what we want to encourage you with. That's what we want to lift you up with. That's what we want to support and serve you with. So love to hear from you, okay? So now, come on back on Wednesday, guys. We'll be talking a lot. We'll continue this story in Daniel, where we're going to dig deep into how you can speak boldly. Speak boldly for Christ. This is not just for guys who've been called to the ministry. No, this is for everyone. Each and every one of us. We have a charge in our life to speak truth. This is what we want to talk about this week. We want to give you some wisdom, give you some tools, unpack some scripture, and hopefully plant some seeds and some ideas that you're going to act on as you are a bold witness to Jesus, for Jesus rather. Okay. So guys, again, head over to thelionwithin.us. That's thelionwithin.us. All our resources are there. Jump on that 30 days to unleash the lion within. Lots of people do that. Okay. We have a quiz there. You have ways you can join our community right there. We'd love to have you within our community. If you're interested in the Summit Leadership Development, there's all sorts of ways to register right there for that. Would love for you to check out all our resources. And by the way, if you like your devotions, go to the YouVersion Bible app, the most popular Bible app out there. We have tons of devotions out there. We're writing devotions all the time because we know that we want to get some good, solid, truth-filled messages out for men to consume and grow. That's what it's about. Because you can't be the leader God intends you to be unless you lean in. All right? So get after it, guys. Again, head over to thelionwithin.us for all our resources. Have a great day. We'll see you back here on next episode. And keep unleashing the lion within. I find that it helps me to have a guide at times when I'm reading and studying the Bible. One way that helps me is by using devotionals to guide not only what I read, but insights into the scriptures themselves. So we were blessed to become an author on the YouVersion Bible app, and we saw an immediate opportunity to help others with devotionals around the areas that we spend the most time talking about at the Lion Within Us. So if you enjoy the show, you may enjoy these devos as well. We have some guys that are using them as part of their small groups, as well as they're a great way to get conversations going. So to see the ones that we've created, head over to thelionwithin.us/YouVersion. And that's YouVersion to learn more. So that's thelionwithin.us/YouVersion to get started with your own men's devotional today. We're thrilled to announce that we now have 7 powerful devotionals available on YouVersion's Bible app. For those not in the know, YouVersion is the top Bible app in the world, and we're honored to be on this incredible platform. Our devotionals dive deep into the pillars that define the lion within us: health, wealth, and self. So whether you're seeking spiritual growth, financial wisdom, or personal development, These devotionals are tailor-made for you. So ready to embark on this transformative journey and unleash the lion within you? Head over to thelionwithin.us/YouVersion to access our devotions on the YouVersion app. Join thousands of like-minded individuals and dive into the Word with us. That's thelionwithin.us/YouVersion. That's YouVersion. And let's grow together and become the leaders God intends us to be.